Takeaway time. Tim, take us away with takeaways. We got them.
I know. We have so many takeaways. I'm going to try to pick my favorite ones here. So we started off by, you know, there's all this hype, but we need to focus on the business outcomes. How do we focus on the business outcomes? And you said it's hard because, you know, especially with Gen AI now, it's so easy for executives to grasp that it makes it more susceptible to over-indexing on the hype. And, you know, and you said it in your last lightning round question and response, and that there's a FOMO factor, right? Other companies are doing cool stuff around Gen AI. You're like, oh my God, we got to catch up. We got to do it, right? But you got to make sure you do it the right way. So you said, be relentless about focusing on the value. So be relentless and focus on how you're solving the business problems. There's plenty of low-hanging fruits. You have to build trust with your leadership, and you really need to understand the business. How connected are you with them on the problems that need to be solved? And don't count things like AI pilots as the business outcomes. Count the impact on the business. And we'll talk more about that because I think we've got some good notes on that. It requires data leaders be brave and honest and truthful about what is actually required in order to make certain use cases work around Gen AI, right? That requires you to have that trusted open relationship. It requires education. It requires, you know, quote unquote literacy. It requires really a well-coordinated data strategy. And data leaders that haven't gained that trust, they will have to bend. And so you want to make sure that you're not being put in that position, right? We also talked about metrics. You gave some great examples of some vanity metrics, like how big is your data lake, all right? Like, you know, two CDOs walk in a bar and say, well, I got a 5 petabyte data lake. Well, mine's a 10 petabyte data lake. Oh my gosh, right? Like, is that value? Probably not, right? But it's cool. How many jobs you're running, or how many pipelines you have, or how many dashboards you have, or how many created this month, right? Those are vanity metrics. They're easy to count, but they don't map to business value. And I love this phrase that you, this comment that you made. You made it very quickly in passing. You said, I bet that there are 40 columns that drive 90% of your business. And that's super interesting, because I think people always think of like big data, so vast, and there's a lot of, you know, data out there, and, you know, unstructured data, logs and things like that. It can get very big. But if you really think about what runs your business, there's like 40, 50, maybe 100 critical attributes that run your business.
Yes.
And that's important. A lot needs to revolve around that, and don't lose focus around that. Juan, what were your big takeaways?
Yeah, so I love how we discussed about teams, about if they're doing reporting versus taking actions, right? You said it really depends on trust, because teams who are just taking orders to the reports, they have less trust in an organization. They generate a report, they don't even know how it's being used or if it's being used at all. If you are a trusted data team, then you're part of that decisions, like your data solution is driving decisions, right? So you built a whole system of decision. You're really a decision enabling team. Yeah. Usually it's few amount of data teams will be doing this. So you have to go from a reporting team to a decision intelligence team is about gaining trust of the business leaders, right? And data product management mindset helps for that transition. I love this other one. You said, if there are 1,000 dashboards, there is no way that you have 1,000 stakeholders. How can you have more than one dashboard per stakeholder, for gosh sake, right? It's a people problem, educating people how to use the results. Like you say, like, we built this gigantic, amazing recommendation engine, which, by the way, can be very simple. But getting them to go use it, that was the change management, connecting the business processes. So what are the tactics to initiate this change to become more part of the decisions, right? First, make a hard assessment of your team. Do they have the skills and the willingness to be more business people facing, right? Many teams are very technical and they're not comfortable with the business. That's okay, but you need to be able to figure out who can be that business people facing. And second is be open and transparent with your business stakeholders, right? Have them assess your team. How are they being perceived? With those two data points, you can get a good overview. And then when you start talking, right, business teams, maybe you'll find the ones that are eager, listen to them, you'll get the momentum going. You'll find the simple things that can be done. And this all depends, again, that you have the data teams who have those skills and willingness. NPS of the data team, like, this is a big thing that's come up. Like, those quick wins that kind of generate the trust and will build more momentum. And then we talk about the foundations. I mean, obviously, we all want to say, hey, here's 5 years and all this money. Go build a pristine data infrastructure. That will never happen. The other side of the spectrum is everything's going to be a one-off. You should not do that. So you need to have some discipline. And one thing you said is, like, what is your roadmap? And everything in your roadmap, a slice of that should be going into your foundations, right? So, for example, data governance fails when you're building this top-down policies that nobody cares about. So the quote we have here is, data foundations, do it by slice. Some people will say, do it right to left. Start with business value, and then you're doing all the foundations later. If you do left to right, you're doing the foundations first, but then it's all tech first. So you can do it by slice, and I really like that. It's a balance. And we close with your three pillars of foundation. Reusability, that's how you scale for impact. Scalability, match high value, velocity, and actually people can find things and be more scalable themselves. And third, trustworthiness. I want to make sure I can trust this data for my use cases and so forth. And then all of those have that technical aspect and that social aspect. How did we do? What did we miss?
Awesome. I think this is great. I think that the one thing that we didn't talk about, which I've been thinking a lot about recently in this notion of new data stacks, is the legacy tech debt, right? Organizations have a ton of tech debt in like legacy dashboards, legacy models. Everybody wants to build new, and building new is great, right? But you have a lot of old crap that need to be converted, right? And how do you move all that stuff into modern foundations that are scalable, reliable, and trustworthy? That's
easy. Another episode on itself.
Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about the tech debt, right? Everybody talks about building new and new tools and new models and everything.
That's a good point. I think also, or the ones who are, they're like, oh, well, now AI will be able to take all this stuff and just automatically translate it. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, probably, but it's not that magical. So
exactly.
But anyway, I think the tension between some of the, you know, newer, younger companies versus, you know, more established older companies, right, is that they say, oh, wow, this is so exciting. And by the way, 95% of my attention is still managing this legacy stack, right?
Exactly. So.